This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1833. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded July 6th, Antigua, Bermuda, Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Canada, Chad, China, Congo, Cuba, Germany, India, Israel, Korea North, Madagascar, Mauritania, Mexico, New Zealand, Nigeria, North America, Peru, Russia, São Tomé, South Sudan, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, headed Antigua, Caribbean Radio Lighthouse on 1160 kHz, has been heard with local ID at 0400 UT, followed by a BBC News relay, says Bill Whitaker, via the Real DX Yahoo group, via July New Zealand DX Times, whose editor adds, not to be confused with Bermuda's BBC relay on the same frequency, 1160. Both are currently active. The World Radio TV Handbook has issued another brief update on PDF for the A16 season, including this significant item about Argentina. It gives the complete schedule for the external service RAI, which was accidentally omitted earlier, but it shows that the rumored extended seven-day-a-week English broadcast, which we reported on more than a month ago, is supposed to start in June, applies only to the European service. It says Saturday and Sunday, 18 to 19 UT, English on 15345. I assume someone there has confirmed this by monitoring, although I've seen no other reports of it. Juan Franco Crespo sends a story from thesaturdaypaper.com in Australia. Michelle Guthrie begins managing direction at the ABC, saying furthermore that she wants to re-expand international broadcasting by Radio Australia. It says she forcefully expressed her interest in the corporation returning to full-blooded international broadcasting, and raised the fact that Radio Australia no longer broadcasts in Mandarin nor in Tokpisin, the lingua franca of Papua New Guinea. Well, the latter is wrong, although it's limited to only half an hour, 5 days a week. Radio Australia does still broadcast in Pidgin, as recently logged by Rick Barton in Arizona. Currently it's at 10 to 10:30 UT. He heard on 9580 June 30th and on 12085. July 5th. Here we go again, maybe, RNA, the Amazonian service from Brasilia on 11780. I heard putting out some extremely distorted scratchy spurs at modulation spikes, June 30th at 0421 around 11669 and 11891. It sounded okay on the fundamental, but the spurs did match the modulation on that frequency. They're offset at plus and minus 111 kilohertz, although that amount seems to vary slightly. The next day, 21 hours later, I was finding a spur around 11881. The lower one would have been on 11679, but that was totally blocked by the dirty signal of Radio Havana, Cuba on 11670. Eric Flodane sends news July 3rd from nwbroadcasters.com. At AM 730, CHMJ in Vancouver, B.C., transmitter destroyed by fire, a wildfire in an area known as Burns Bog in Delta, south of Vancouver. Not sure if the transmitter itself was destroyed, but it appears that one of the towers was down. In any event, it can no longer broadcast on 730. There have been a number of other news stories about this, saying you can still hear it via their app, or at am730.ca. And furthermore, they put it on the IBOC HD signal of an FM station. 730 in Vancouver is all traffic all the time. Via Ben Dawson, it's on the HD3 signal of FM 101.1. Since there are other AM transmitters in that area. There were initially rumors that some others might have been hit by fire as well, but so far no confirmation of that. The others still seem to be on the air. Eric Flodain says there's a lot more discussion and news about this at another site, radiowest.ca. Medium wave DXers in the Pacific Northeast. We're hoping to take advantage of the absence of 7:30 Vancouver to hear New Caledonia on 7:29 and less interference to Tahiti on 7:38. But at 05:30 UT, July 4th, Walt Salmaniv in Victoria, BC, reported to IRCA. He was hearing another Canadian on 7:30, CKDM Dauphin, Manitoba, which is the home of the Ukrainian National Festival. It seems that Chad's shortwave frequency, 6165, is occasionally on the air. Unfortunately, it's the same frequency as Radio Havana, Cuba. But July 4th at 05:53, I found that Cuba was unexpectedly off the air, and I was hearing some African music, so that must have been Chad. However, it was not heard that evening by monitors in Europe, Wolfgang Büschel or Torsten Hallmann. Nor did I hear it the following mornings around 0600, even under Radio Havana, Cuba. Ron Howard in California reports Sichuan PBS 2, China, on 6060. July 3rd at 12:49 in vernacular with pop songs, but at 1300 they're still doing an ID in Chinese and English, which says Nationality Channel Sichuan, the People's Radio Station, SW6060, 7225, FM 88.1. He also heard, the same date, Voice of Jin Ling on 6200. At 12:25, he was already hearing Zhejiang PBS in Tibet from Lhasa, with fair reception by itself. And a PBS full ID with many FM references at 12:29. But at 12:35, Voice of Jin Ling came on the air with its distinctive double sign-on. It first came on for about 18 seconds, then off for about 40 seconds, and then finally on to stay. The VOJ programming was already in progress, so presumably picking up either an AM or FM relay. It was stronger than Tibet. And on the same night, I was hearing Chad on 6165. I also checked 6115 for Radio Congo in Brazzaville. That's July 4th at 0603. And I did hear some music. That's far too early for Radio Nikkei 2 from Japan to be propagating in our summer. Although, as we found out in our winter, it would be a toss-up which station would be coming through. Now, it was less than 1 hour after sunrise in Brazzaville, but it seems they're not always on the air in their mornings. And also irregular in the evenings, Torsten Hallmann in Germany says he had not heard it for several weeks before or after 1800 UT. I've been hearing a weak but steady, just barely audible JBA carrier on 9530 in our evenings, but never enough to match it to any other signal or to identify it. However, I had a hunch it was Radio Progreso in Cuba, the second harmonic of 4765. Knowing that it signs off around 0400 UT, I tuned it again on two different radios to those two frequencies, and sure enough, they both went off at exactly the same time, 1 minute and 32 seconds after 0400, so that is definitely the second harmonic of Radio Progreso. We should also look for their third and fourth harmonics, 14295 and 19060. Tajikistan also puts out harmonics the same way. They're often reported by Roman Pankov in Bulgaria. Of interest to listeners in Europe, Radio Mi Amigo. Manuel Mendez in Spain forwards their July newsletter with news about the station. I assume it can also be seen at www.radiomiamigointernational.com. They've changed their scheduling on Saturdays to be in English mostly, but also some Dutch and German. Each hour there's a different DJ show on 6005 and 9560. Between 06 and 12 UT, I'm converting as I go since they're using Central European time, The Sunday schedule remains unchanged between 06 and 14 UT on 6005, 7310, and 9560, all these transmitters in Germany. Furthermore, there is a Monday through Friday broadcast on 6005 and 3985 between 12 and 17 UT. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says Deutscher Wetterdienst, the German weather service, has an updated schedule as July 1st via the 10-kilowatt transmitter in Germany on 5905. They have 26-minute broadcasting starting at 4 minutes past these hours, and it's in compatible USB. The schedule shows at 06, 12, 16, and 20 UT. Ivo says the one at 16.04 is additional, but he hears no signal. And the other one at 20.04 UT remains inactive. Furthermore, they specify an alternate frequency to 5905, which is 6180. But he is not hearing that either, confirmed on 5905 at 06.04, July 5th. Ron Howard in California says he's hearing two signals again on 5050. Beibu Bay Radio in China, of course, but now All India Radio in Aizawl is back, or at least it was on July 6th. Between 11.54 and 12.36, they were mixing together. In English, between 12.20 and 12.25, and again 12.30 to 12.35 with sports news. He says India has very respectable signal strength, but problems with the interference from China, even though reception was a mess. Nice to find All India Radio on the air. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria has been hearing an unscheduled English broadcast for 5 minutes from All India Radio. This was both on July 1st and July 6th at 11.35 to 11.40 on 11.620 via Delhi. That's at the end of the Urdu service starting at 08.30. So maybe it is scheduled now. However, there is co-channel interference from China in Japanese. In New Zealand DX Times, Ray Robinson, VP Operations, Voice of Hope, tells John Durham, in February this year, in an unprecedented move, the government of Israel awarded us a license to relaunch Voice of Hope, broadcasting mainly in Aramaic, to provide encouragement and support to displaced Christians in camps in Lebanon and Jordan, and in Arabic to reach Muslims with the gospel of Jesus Christ. There will also be a few hours of English in the evenings. The license we received awards us the clear channel of 1287 kilohertz with an output power of 100 kilowatts. We have been assigned to an existing transmitter site in the Upper Galilee region. The station is now under construction and we plan to be on the air by the end of the year. I recall that 1287 is a familiar Israeli frequency. Until a few years ago, it was used by Galei Tzahal, the IDF station, also with 100 kilowatts, and the site was Ramle, R-A-M-L-E. This Voice of Hope is, of course, the same one now operating from Zambia as well as California. Danny Jimenez comments in the PTSW Yahoo group about listening to the Voice of Korea. I find their broadcast very interesting, even though they are full of propaganda. I've spoken to them on the phone once and received quite a few correspondence from them, pennants, QSL cards, magazines. Enough correspondence that I received a visit from the FBI. This was several years ago, back in the mid-90s. It sure is sad when one simply has an interest in shortwave radio as a hobby, but it warrants a visit from Big Brother. Costa Constantinides in Cyprus, C-Y-P-R-U-S, forwards a reply he received from African Pathways Radio about the situation in Madagascar, 17640, scheduled for English at 18 UT. On July 1st, he got this reply from Henry Hufford, senior producer of African Pathways Radio. We are sorry you were unable to hear our English broadcast while you were in South Africa. The antenna used for the 18 UT broadcast on 17640 is not currently functioning. It is scheduled to be repaired when our engineer returns in late July. The programs for African Pathways are recorded in various places, assembled in the USA and broadcast from Madagascar. KNLS is our other station on almost exactly the opposite side of the world from Madagascar. No, it isn't. Our antenna for the 04UT broadcast on 9480 is operating properly and should give you adequate reception. Best wishes for you in CYPRESS. You're listening to the 1833rd World of Radio. Our website brings you much more information, worldofradio.com. No thanks this week for financial support in the summer doldrums, since none has been received since last week. A check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Or not necessarily in U.S. funds via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Medium wave DXers in North America have noted the absence of Mauritania from 783 kHz. Even I have had weak signals from it in the past. Being on the west coast of Africa, it's one of the most likely signals to make it across the Atlantic. So is it permanently off the air? Apparently not. Carlos Gonçalves on the southwest coast of Portugal was hearing it on June 24th at 22:43 UT in Arabic with the Quran. A good strong signal for him despite interference from Spain. It was heard through June 28th. Around the same time, the signal varying from good to bad. But on June 30th, he tried to hear it and was only hearing Syria instead on 783. So it seems Mauritania fired up the 783 transmitter, at least for Ramadan, at least showing that it is operational. The GRA blog in Argentina forwards a story from a Mexican newspaper in Hidalgo del Parral, Chihuahua, elmonitorparral.com, that six new radio stations are planned for southern Chihuahua. These stations have been licensed, two of them on FM and four of them on AM, which is not what we would be expecting with the general trend in Mexico to abandon AM for FM only. Two of the FMs are in Guachochi on 91.1 and 92.7. The AMs are in Guachochi on 960, in Parral on 640 and 810, and in Valle de Zaragoza on 1060. Guachochi, you may recall, is the location for that indigenous station, La Voz de la Sierra Tarahumara, on 870, a daytimer, but it's widely heard around sunrise, at least by me. So I wonder if the FM will be for that same station. Perhaps they will be moving off AM. Let us hope not. We reported last week that Radio New Zealand International was closing down its old AM transmitter, meaning that from now on only one transmitter will be in use in AM or DRM, but not both at the same time. But the new schedule had not yet been put up. Here it is for the record. Fortunately, not too much change as far as we're concerned. It's a 24-hour operation, but I'll just give the start times, and there's about 1 minute for the frequency changeovers. From 2051 UT on 15720, these are the AM ones. From 0459 11725, 659 9700, 1059 also 9700, but on a different antenna azimuth toward Papua New Guinea. 1259 6170, 1651 until 1858 7330, 1859 9700, 1959 11725. Now those are daily except for the following times when there are DRM broadcasts on a different frequencies, and these are daily except on Saturdays. And it's a continuous block for different target areas with their morning news from 1651 on 5975, from 1850 on 9760, and 1951 to 2050 on 11690. Yet another new service for Nigeria came to light on very short notice. It began July 1st and was first reported by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. Radio Niger Delta, the voice of peace. At 05 to 555 UT on 9515 and 19 to 1955 on 11985. Transmitter site not given, but we believe it's Issoudun, France. EVO reports hearing strong signals on both frequencies. Here in deep North America, the evening broadcast on 11985 isn't really making it. But I did hear the 0500 broadcast fairly well on 9515 the following morning, July 2nd. However, it was missing on July 3rd, which was Sunday. So apparently they take Sundays off, as the evening broadcast was also absent. But they returned on Monday, July 4th. David Gernick found some background to it at www.igberetvnews.com. In the battle for hearts and minds in the Niger Delta, some Niger Delta agitators in diaspora have established Radio Niger Delta Voice of Peace in New York. The broadcast declared total support for dialogue and extends its hand of fellowship to President Muhammadu Buhari. It also expressed appreciation and readiness to continue working with National Security Advisor General Babagana Monguno. Kai Ludwig says that may be disinformation, just copying what appears on the Facebook of the station, which is Radio Niger Delta, lowercase. Kai says the Facebook profile is active already for almost a year. It first pretended to support secessionist efforts, not the Igbo-Biafra ones, but a separate Republic Niger Delta. And then he refers us to a post from an armchair observer at www.niraland.com who suspects it's a black clandestine operation from the Nigerian government. Except for the canned IDs, I found the hour of rather poor quality audio, someone making a speech. Richard Langley in New Brunswick notes that the website address mentioned on the broadcast is incorrect. NigerDeltaRadioVOP.com. The actual URL is www.RadioNigerDeltaVOP.com. He also says it appears the evening broadcast might simply be a repeat of the morning broadcast. The station is clearly pro-federalist, at least on the webcast. It says, "Long live the Federal Republic of Nigeria." As for the transmitter site, for what it's worth, Wolfgang Büschel and I find that the 05 broadcast on 9515 has an equivalent signal to Algeria via France on 9535. And he finds a similar situation for the other broadcast. On July 6th, Ivo Ivanov says they tried a different frequency for the 19 UT broadcast, 5 kHz down on 11980. Quite a lot of pirate activity on the 4th of July weekend, including a Sousa station on 6925. Also, one or more stations were active on 7610 AM, UT July 3rd and 4th. IDs included MAC Shortwave and Red Beacon Radio. In New Zealand DX Times, Brian Clark reports Radio Kiawamba, Peru, on 5024.93. June 27th, very good strength on Sunrise Enhancement, as Cuba was declining on 5025. They were talking about football and Kiabamba. Earlier at 1100, Cuba was the dominant station. Ron Howard in California says 7295 continues to be the much stronger signal of Radio Sakha in Yakutsk, Russia, instead of 7345. July 6th, they had a special live coverage of the opening ceremony of the 6th Children of Asia International Sports Games being held in Yakutsk, and the coverage was translated into English between 1248 and 1310, and then back to local announcers in one language. There were some speeches by Russian officials. Still going at 1317, well past their normal weekday sign-off of 1300. The games are being held until July 17th, with a closing ceremony on the 16th. So we can hear more coverage of the games being held locally in Yakutsk. Very interesting, as it was live and in English. As for normal programming on Radio Sakha, Walt Salmaniv tells Ron Howard, except for IDs, it's not in Russian, but in the local language. Last week, Tobias, T-squared in Germany, was complaining about modulation problems from the Saint-Thomé relay of VOA on 4940, including 2030 to 21 UT in English on weekends. But he's happy to report that it was back to normal, strength and perfectly fine modulation as of July 2nd and 3rd. In shortwave bulletin, Ulmar Kvik in Sweden reports on iRadio EYE from South Sudan, probably transmitted via East Sudan, France, at 04 to 05 UT on 11730. Heard with a multi-language news and commentary program, but mostly in English, and also at 16 to 17 on 17730. He says it has a well-designed website and Facebook and also operates some FM stations within the country. He got an email from the administrator promising a QSL card. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says the first half of the 16 UT broadcast is in Arabic and English, the second half in various other languages. This has been coming for quite a while, but now it's official. Mike Berkla forwards some BBC News of July 5th that at least 98 jobs at BBC Monitoring are to be cut ahead of a 4 megapound reduction in funding. The team will relocate from Caversham Park in Reading, its base since 1943, to a new headquarters in London. Brian D. Smith, W9IND, reminds us just in time of the Maritime Radio Historical Society's Night of Nights, the annual one-night-only return of maritime CW stations such as KPH, WLO, and NMC. The first transmission is at midnight 1 UT July 13th, which equates to the evening of Tuesday, July 12th for U.S. listeners. Historic Coast stations KPH, KFS, KSM, and WLO will be on the air. Coast Guard stations NMC, NMW, and NMQ will also return, possibly for the last time. NMQ is in Cambria, California, NMW in Astoria, Oregon. This is a global and local event. Hundreds of listeners around the world will be waiting with their earphones on for signals of the great station to once again arc over the dome of the earth to their receivers. There's a great deal more info about this at www.radiomarine.org, and you can also subscribe to their newsletter. The Bibling Worldwide Frequency, WTWW3 on 12105, had been off the air for more than a week, but heard again on July 3rd. However, it seems the schedule had been rejiggered or perhaps airing randomly. You never know which language will be heard at which hour, or whether it will be Scriptures for America or country gospel music. When WWCR has a strong signal on 15825, we also hear some nasty spur blobs at plus and minus 4.5 and 9 kilohertz intervals, that is, on both sides of the frequency, such as July 1st at 1345. Also reported by Tobias, T-squared in Germany, June 25th around 2048. I heard them again July 6th at 1341. By those who measure it, Radio Vanuatu is always reported significantly on the low side of 7260, close to where I measured a just barely audible carrier, 7259.965, as early as 0611 UT, July 5th. 9680, Thursday, June 30th, I had Voice of Hope Africa from Zambia to the world, from 0454 with tone, then interval signal and IDs before the 0500 English broadcast. The propagation outlook from Boulder, geomagnetic field active July 11th and 12th, and KNSC's peaking at 18 and 4. Also on the 19th, 15 and 4. Solar flux abysmal dropping from 74 to 72 on July 17th. That's World of Radio 1833. I'm Glenn Hauser.